A Face at the Window by Sarah Graves. Narrated by Lindsay Ellison.
Chapter 1. Discovering that Marky Larson had brought a gun along on the trip to Maine changed everything for Anthony Colapietro. "Shut up," snarled Marky. It was the 100th time he'd said it, or maybe the 1,000th since the two of them left New Jersey in Marky's old dark blue Monte Carlo 9 hours earlier.
"I didn't say anything," Anthony protested.
Not yet 6 in the morning, they'd been on the road all night, and his eyes felt sore and gritty from lack of sleep.
"You don't have to," retorted Marky from behind the wheel. "I can hear you thinking.
You think I don't know what a punk like you is thinking? Quit thinking, you punk."
Marky believed, because he was a hardened 24 years old to Anthony's wet behind the ears 21, that he could call Anthony a punk.
"Got your face stuck up to the freaking window," said Marky. "What if a cop drives by, gets a load of your face?"
There were no cops around here. But there was also no sense trying to tell Marky that. Anthony had wondered how he got picked for this job. But now he figured someone must have thought he could put up with Marky without blowing a gasket. He stared at the water that appeared intermittently between the tall trees as the Monte rounded another curve in the narrow blacktop. The ocean was blue and glittery, flat as a plate. As he watched, a big bird lifted from it with a slow rhythm of wings.
"I just never saw it before, is all," said Anthony.
Marky glanced over at him in contempt.
"Never saw the ocean? What are you, a dope? Lived a couple of miles from it all your life? You never freaking even been on the boardwalk?"
Anthony shook his head. Ma wouldn't let me. Not as a little kid, anyway. And by the time she died, he'd been in the juvie home 6 months already.